What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the telephones to Alan in Texas. Aloha, Alan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's great to hear you're sounding much stronger. I'm really glad to hear that.
Thank you.
So, anyway, what I wanted to mention, remember the climate strike where all the kids got out of school and went out protesting or whatever they did? I have a question.
The climate went on being the climate.
Yeah. And my question is this. If you or any of your listeners, is there any reports or any news regarding what happened to the students that didn't participate? What if there were kids that just wanted to study, they weren't interested? Were they reprimanded? Were they coerced? Were they, you know, because, I mean, there's got to be some kids that either didn't want to participate or something, and I'm just wondering what happened to them. I mean, you know, was there repercussions? I just didn't ever hear any news about it, as if every student was 100% on board with this. You know what I mean? And I don't believe that. When I was in high school, the kids were always dissenting on things. So I'm just wondering, does anybody have any news about what happened to the kids that didn't participate? So anyway,
well,
I just wanted
to
kind of throw that out there.
Obviously, the corporate media wanted to sell the illusion that all the children were involved in this strike, but many of them weren't. They didn't want to go on out there. But officially, what could the school do? Punish them for not wanting to be truants? So I think that any repercussions were probably on a personal level where the teachers tried to shame them after the fact, but nothing really major, nothing really serious. But again, it made for some good press, but the climate is still the climate. And, you know, we're going to see what we get this winter.
Anyway, well, anyway, but thank you. I just wanted to see if any kids were reprimanded for not going along with it. Anyway, but thank you.
Well, all right, you're welcome. And let's see, getting on back to the news here. The phone lines are open, by the way, 800-313-9443. The other day we were talking about, you know, guns, what constitutes a ghost gun, what's a lower 80, and so forth. And this article came out basically in response to what's going on down in Virginia, where there was this broadside assault on the Second Amendment. And Trump came out and commented today saying that gun confiscation will not happen on his watch. It's a very good thing to be saying going into an election year, especially as more and more Americans are very concerned about efforts by the liberal Democrats to disarm us all. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Meanwhile, over in Delaware, they're continuing their attack on the Second Amendment, and they're getting ready to ban making your own gun. And this is not just the 3D printed guns or the lower 80 kits. They're even talking about black powder guns, muskets, flintlock pistols, things like that, the cool stuff, you know, the really cool, fun stuff. And I've never heard of anybody this century holding up a convenience store with a flintlock pistol, but I suppose if nobody else in the neighborhood has a gun, it's possible. Okay, I got an email kind of chastising me a little bit because every once in a while I'll make a reference to Dr. Joseph Mengele, who was one of the produced, if you will, villains of the Nazis. But apparently there is a book out by David G. Maxwell, who's the former Museum of Jewish Heritage director. The book is titled Unmasking the Angel of Death, which basically goes back and reexamines the biography of Mengele and finds that much of the claims made about him are simply untrue. In other words, like so much else about the story of the Holocaust, it was made up mostly of lies. And one reason to think that maybe that was the case of, you know, propaganda exaggeration, when you talk about Dr. Mengele, he was a doctor of dentistry, was not an MD. Something to keep in mind. I've often wondered about Sir Laurence Olivier, where he did these two movies back to back, The Boys from Brazil, and then Oh, it was the one with Dustin Hoffman about the diamonds. Marathon Man, where he plays Dr. Joseph Mengele in Marathon Man, and then in the next movie he plays Dr. Simon Wiesenthal hunting Dr. Mengele in Boys from Brazil. What a transition to have to go through for an actor to deal with that. Speaking of acting, the Screen Actors Guild has released new industry protocols for sex scenes, and apparently this is an effort to clean up some of the confusion that leads to the hashtag Me Too and so forth. So the Screen Actors Guild has released a new set of industry protocols and guidelines for sex and nude scenes on movies and TV shows, advising producers and crew members to establish clear lines of consent for actors and actresses. Well, it sounds good, and I hope it certainly works. It would clear up a lot of the confusion. Apparently over in Santa Cruz, they just voted to tell police to stop arresting people for mushrooms, ayahuasca, and more. So California more and more is decriminalizing a lot of these drugs. And let's see. There we are. And let me change pages here. All righty. Oliver Stone was recently interviewed by Russia Today, came out saying, basically, it is the U.S. hobby to waste money on these military adventures. Now, Oliver Stone is a fine director. I would have loved to have worked on JFK with him. I'd love to just meet the guy, but here in Indiana, that's not going to happen. But he served in Vietnam, which was his inspiration for Full Metal Jacket. I'm sorry, not Full Metal Jacket. Kubrick did Full Metal Jacket. Platoon. And he does seem to have a serious social conscience that's plugged into reality, unlike the rampant liberalism, fairy tale, utopian thinking that grips much of Hollywood here. Anyway. Let's see. Apparently, 30 state troopers in this one state have been fired for cheating on the exam to become cops. That might explain quite a bit about the police brutality and insensitivity. They're getting guys who have to cheat on the exam to become cops. I wonder what the exam actually says. I would hope it has some basic law in there. They're cheating. That's bad. Apparently, one official in the United States is out there trying to find the silver lining on the Wuhan virus, saying it'll accelerate the return of jobs from China to the United States. He's being denounced as sick and heartless, but unfortunately, he's also correct. We're already seeing American corporations shut down in China and talk about bringing those jobs back to the United States. All righty, let's see. Thank you. Okay. Getting on back to the Ukraine hoax, the leaker, Eric Ciaramella, was also a key contributor to the Russia hoax. His treasonous actions began after he worked with the Bidens in the Ukraine during the Obama administration, which is why that 2015 photo that came out yesterday is significant. Meanwhile, it's come on out that John Bolton took six figures from a Ukraine oligarch. There's all this evidence of the Bidens being corrupt, and yet focus remains on Donald Trump. I really seriously hope that they fail to get the votes for witnesses tomorrow, that the motion to acquit is introduced and voted through. I'm ready for this to go away. And of course, it won't really go away. The Democrats will howl and scream and say it was unfair and it was rigged and it was biased, and they're going to try and find some way to keep this alive through the primaries. But, you know, we're looking at the Iowa caucuses on Monday, followed by, I think, New Hampshire. And the results from that may, in fact, show that this impeachment circus really has been a disaster for the Democrats. I think that's the reason one of the reasons Bernie Sanders is doing so well is because he didn't really get involved in this all that much. So, all right. Sixth case is confirmed in the U.S. after Chicago man is infected by his wife. We talked about that earlier. This is going to get interesting here. Apparently, there is one of these new super large cruise ships. It's moored off the coast of Italy, and its entire passenger manifest and crew are under quarantine. 7,000 people. 7,000 people quarantined on this cruise ship while a Chinese couple on board are tested for Wuhan virus. So, anyway, the European Union is going to force Apple to ditch its lightning cable and adopt a universal phone charger. Well, gosh darn, I was just getting used to the lightning cable. And so was my wife. The fact that you could plug it in upside down or right side up and it would still work, that was actually kind of cool. All righty. Apparently, Tennessee State Representative files a bill to officially designate CNN as fake news. We already knew that one. Okay. Let's see. Representative Jim Jordan, the whistleblower, and again, we're talking about Eric Ciaramella, has a bias against the president. Well, yeah, we knew that. He was one of Biden's people. Mike, I need you to play a little bit of music for a minute. I've got to go take care of something. It's a little bit urgent. So I'll be back in a second.
I spent years losing touch with what's right and what's real. Caught up in these missions of my own. And you're telling me you think I've done so damn well. While we're sitting here 1,000 miles from home. There's a hole in your wisdom, a hole in your sky. Two holes in your head where the light's supposed to get by. Time to lock and load. Time to get control. Time to search the soul and start again. Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one.
Okay, I'm back.
I never felt that strong.
Okay, I'm back, and I apologize for that interruption here, but some of the medication I'm on has some unfortunate side effects. I thought I could get to the commercial break, but it didn't make it this time. So anyway, let me get plugged everything back in here. Okay. I talked about this before, but that prosecutor that was ousted by Biden's influence has filed a criminal complaint. It was filed on 2 days ago, and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are named as the defendants. So we'll see what happens with that one. Israel, once again, is out there playing games with the Palestinians. They've cut medical lifeline to remote Palestinian villagers again. We're getting these little statements about how Trump's deal of the century won't bring peace. That was the plan. No, it was never going to work. You know, they couldn't get the Palestinians to go along with the original deal of giving up a bunch of stuff. So they put together this last plan, declared it to be a success and a victory, but it won't be. It won't be. Okay, we already talked about Michael Flynn here. Already talked about climate misinformation. Already talked about Hillary Clinton. So anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I could use a few phone calls here while I thrash about running out of talking points. It's kind of a slow news day because I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl. I'm not a big football fan. And that probably goes back to when I was in high school and I was a yearbook photographer, newspaper photographer. And I was on the sideline at a football game and I got tackled. And they broke the camera, which fortunately was the school's camera and not my own. It hurt. Me too, not just the camera. All righty, let's see. Animal rights activists are up in arms. Apparently, somebody got a video of the crocodiles that are skinned for Louis Vuitton leather bags. Apparently, they're still alive. That really is inappropriate. That is inappropriate. Okay. Let's see. And go on down here. David, you want to step on in here and let's talk computers and Linux? Article out of Middle East Eye. Palestinians have only one option left, stay and fight. This is in response to the Deal of the Century peace plan. And... oh, we've got a caller here. Not sure from Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, really good to hear your voice. This is
Thank
not
you.
Sure. Hey, I just had a couple quick comments about white supremacists.
Yes.
If everybody would, or if you guys would just go on to the internet, go to DuckDuckGo, type in the term white, type in the term fellow white men. It's all one term, fellow white men. And put it on the image search and just see what pops up. Fellow white men. And you're going to see a lot of screenshots from social media. Just read some of the some of those screenshots. I think it'd be, I think it would be illuminating. So that was my first comment.
Okay, and now then, what's the search string again? I just got to DuckDuckGo. What's the search string? Fellow white men?
Yeah, fellow white men. And do an image search. And you're going to see a lot of text. You know, images with text. And just, if you, do me a favor, just read through some of those.
Well, some of these, unfortunately, are not appropriate for children.
Well, I understand, but just read through the ones that are just text, you know.
Okay.
So, that was my first comment. The other thing I was going to say is, you know, all these Mexicans and Muslims and various people that are coming into white countries, it occurred to me, aren't they the white supremacists? Because they're coming, obviously they think the countries that were built by white people are superior. So doesn't that make them white supremacists?
Yes. I think the argument could be made that, you know, obviously they want to come into these countries and denounce us for having built the place that they want to live in. You raise a very, very good point.
Okay. Anyways, good to hear your voice again, Mike. So that's all I had. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're coming up here on another commercial break. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I could use a few phone calls to get us out of the end of this show. So stay tuned and we'll be back after these few words from our sponsors. And cue music.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, of course, as you know, Sunday is Super Bowl Live, Super Bowl 54 here. And it is an iconic American cultural event, which is why security is going to be very, very tight at the Super Bowl. But more and more, the NFL is coming under criticism for its relations with local governments, where it seems the taxpayers get stuck for a huge amount of the costs for an institution that's just raking in the money like crazy. I mean, especially Super Bowl, that's their most profitable event for the entire year. And yet taxpayers in Miami are footing the bill for hotel rooms for the players, watch parties for the media, and the NFL just, you know, rakes in the dough. Now, it's true the players get a huge amount of money, and the winning team will get those very nice championship rings, which I understand are solid gold. And but it does seem very one-sided. And, like, why are taxpayers paying for all this, especially taxpayers such as myself, who are not real fans of the game, or for that matter, any game? And it's a bit of a controversy, and people are talking about it, because there is so little money left in our economy after we pay for the wars and pay for Israel and pay for who knows what all else. Why are we also paying for this as opposed to, like, dealing with the homeless situation out in California, Adam. It almost seems like we really have evolved or devolved into this oligarchical society where the ultra-rich just enjoy themselves and have a lot of fun and take what they want, and they just leave everybody else down here to struggle and get by. I don't know whether I'm actually going to watch the Super Bowl or not. I'd like to see the commercials, but, you know, they always come out on YouTube afterwards. I think I'm probably going to do that. I know that J-Lo is doing the halftime show. And not particularly interested in that either. But it almost seems like we're raised with this obligation to watch sporting events. And minus the swords and spears, I mean, it's the Roman gladiatorial games all over again. Keep us distracted, keep us dazzled. And I have absolutely no doubt there's going to be all kinds of pandering to the U.S. military and the war machine on Super Bowl. It's another reason not to watch it, not to let your kids watch it. Okay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there campaigning for re-election, and she's already out there attacking the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, saying it needs to be torn down. And that if she's reelected, she will work for that. Meanwhile, the former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, went on a tirade against Cortez. And basically, he was responding to the fact that Alexandria was instructing audience members to tip people off about upcoming raids in the communities over the weekend. I think that would almost qualify as an obstruction charge. So tomorrow we're going to see a lot of interesting stuff regarding the impeachment. And Dershowitz is right. Nothing Bolton claims is impeachable, even if it can be proven true, which at this point it cannot. I sort of shudder at Dershowitz's claim that because candidates truly in their heart believe that their re-election serves the national interest, that this justifies whatever that they do. This harkens back to Richard Nixon, who said, if the president does it, it's not against the law. We cannot afford an imperial presidency in this country. Don't get me wrong. I want Trump to survive this. I want him to be acquitted simply because of the way the Democrats have abused the process. But I don't want him to come out of this with the precedent that it's okay to play fast and loose with the law. Nobody in this country should be above the law. That includes the president himself. As I said at the top of the show, funny how the illegal immigrants are held to be above the law. But not the president. So I'm definitely going to be watching that first thing in the morning and see what happens. And I've sort of given up with this idea of hope and this idea of, you know, getting enthusiastic, excited about something. But I would sincerely like to see the acquittal happen tomorrow. I want this to go away so the corporate media is going to be forced to look at other things that need to be looked at, such as the ongoing wars, which is Syria. We're still stuck in Afghanistan. We're still stuck in Yemen, still trying to get into Iran, still trying to keep from being kicked out of Iraq. The wars are going very, very badly. And so it's no wonder that the news wants to focus on things like the Super Bowl and so forth. All right. Got to take another break for commercials. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I could use a few phone calls, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we've got some callers on the line. Let's start with Davey in Texas. Aloha, Davey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, man, have you ever heard of that website, Glamis Castle, G-L-A-M-I-S?
No, I have not. What's it about?
Well, it's kind of peculiar. It seems like there's a individual over there in England, I guess, that is in a castle and takes part in world security. Anyway, if you get to that website, check out those archives on the right. Just kind of browse through there and see what you think. And
okay,
secondly,
what was that URL again?
Is G-L-A-M-I-S, Glamis Castle.
Glamis Castle.
Yes.
All right, we'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah, when you get a chance, you know, check out the archives on the right, you know. You'll just browse through there when you get a chance. Just see what you think. There's another website connected to that, but maybe you'll get there. Anyway, it's kind of interesting, some of the information out on the net. I don't remember if I said to you the other day about that UNZ website, Ron Unz website. Did you get to see
that? Yes. Oh, yeah. We link to them a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, actually, because, you know, I'm sure you're familiar, but, you know, there's a encyclopedia of the Palestine problem by Isa Nakhle that chronicles the terrorism in Palestine against people who are truly Semitic in Palestine by the Zionist terrorists who went in there, you know, and mass murdered a bunch of people and stole their land. And it just seems kind of, hypocritical for the members of Congress to be up there flailing about, you know, while real terrorists in Palestine are still terrorizing the American people. I mean, not just American people, but the people in Palestine on behalf of real terrorists who have an evil, you know, bad faith religion. And it's just astonishing that there are not more people, you know, especially in Congress, just throwing a hissy fit about the hypocrisy.
And well, one final which question. Religion? Which religion are you talking about that these terrorists are following? Because it's not clear who you really mean.
Well, the Talmudic Jewish Ashkenazim,
okay,
also like the Talmudic Judaism, who incidentally are actually from the land of Gog and Magog. Not that that matters too much today, but astonishing that the whole world is held hostage by these economic terrorists that print the currency and own the media and pay all the crackheads in Congress to avoid the truth every day. And like you're saying, this isn't an America that you and I grew up in. It's a clown world insane asylum, you know, on steroids and crack. One further thing, Mike.
It really is.
Did you ever get to find out who actually murdered Vince Foster?
I think it was probably contract killers. I don't think it was any. I suspect, you know, that there were inside players in the White House that helped lure Vince Foster to where he could be killed quietly. But I think the actual execution and disposal of the body was hired by outsiders. I mean, you got people like Larry Nichols who are now saying, yes, they used to kill for the Clintons.
Yeah, you know, and also there's DC Dave or Dave Martin's website. He really does a pretty good expose like that. But I had a hard time remembering exactly. I heard there was a female member on that Mossad team that did that. But anyway, keep up the good work, Mike.
Okay, well, thanks an awful lot. I don't know that Mossad was really involved in Vince Foster's killing. I think it was related to the fact that he wanted to resign his position as deputy counsel of the White House before signing off the blind trust documents, which he knew were fraudulent. Anyway, let's go over to David in Tennessee. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. It's great to have you back. I've really missed you quite a bit. It's really good to know you're back. Thank you for that. I was going to respond to Chance in West Virginia, which was a great call, very good call. But the reason why there are not so many European organizations in the country, and I know this from 30 years of experience, because if you have a room full of about 20 guys they all got masks on or something and saying they're all patriots or something like that, about 18 of them are feds or informants. That is just a fact. I mean, that's why. And number one, a lot of them are cutouts in the first place. There was a story about this group called The Base, who it's not very much heard about or spoken about on the media at all. It was led by some guy who was a CIA contractor. You may have posted the story. I don't know, but
It was FBI. I thought the guy running base was FBI.
Yes. I mean, the guy was an intel guy. Yeah, Bernardo Nazaro, or he's affiliated with Azov Battalion and all that, you know, which is obviously a cutout organization for the most part. But I learned a long time ago that they will entrap you and try to bust you. That's how they do these things. And, yeah, I've had people I've known before over the years, I tell them, look, if someone comes up to you with a bunch of tattoos and a bunch of ideas about, you know, doing things you shouldn't do, go away, walk away quickly. You know, because they'll set people up like they done the guy who did fake bombing up at, well, actually really happened in World Trade Center, the first one in 93 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And all these things are just, they're cut out operations. And that's just a fact. And that's why people are not able to, you know, get together and even have a, hey, we're going to have a, a white art union or student union or something like that. Because they're immediately in trouble with someone, you know, if it's not, you know, the student campus groups who are against them or someone out there who's going to be automatically, they're vilified. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to be attacked. And people
yes.
are being very afraid of this kind of thing because they don't want to be discredited, lose their jobs, careers, and their family members, and be doxxed, as they call it, things like that. And so they get shut down immediately. And, yeah, they can't, you can't go anywhere with it. And that's why a lot of that does not, that more organization does not happen. That's kind of what I've seen over the years, like I said, with a lot of experience with this kind of thing. And it's a very difficult thing to try to rally around anything. That's why I think that a lot of people rallied around, you know, the orange guy with the blonde hair or whatever. You know, all of a sudden people, yeah, I'm serious. They all of a sudden they saw a billionaire, you know, with a, he says all the right things and this and that and the other to, in my opinion, in a lot of ways, reel you in and, you know, get the redneck vote or whatever you want to call it. I don't like to say it that way, but that's, you know, deplorable. Is Hillary really helped him a lot with that little comment there. You know, all of a sudden.
Yeah, and they're already doing it again. Don Lemon over at CNN is playing the same thing again. Trump supporters are low IQ. They're morons. That backflashed so badly in 2016. Why are they trying it again?
There's no logic behind it except that they don't, I think it's an off-the-cuff type thing. And, you know, a lot of it is so, gosh, how would I explain it? That a lot of these things are so engineered from behind the scenes. People think that Donald Trump is a fool and he says this and that and the other. He's crazy. However, he's more like a dual-minded person because he will say one thing and then turn around and do something different. And people think, well, he's a fool. And I've seen some great writers and commentators and things that say, well, he doesn't know what he's doing, which I hope this is the last hope, you know, to have confidence in the man that, for instance, the Epstein quote, you remember everybody says that about when he was talking with, about Jeffrey, you know, in that interview a long, long time ago about Jeffrey. He says, yeah, he likes this beautiful woman like I do. But a little on the younger side, see that little part of it, that sentence, he likes his yep. out on the younger side. He didn't say he did. He said Jeffrey did. He's a very tactful person. He's not a fool. And so I give a little hope and credit where it's due. And you know, but what are we going to do? You know, as far as foreign policy goes, everybody knows that, hell, he's beholden to the lobby and that kind of thing. That's a given. Every president is for, you know, something bad might happen to them. Yeah, they might eat the wrong crab meat or something like that. Or catch coronavirus, God forbid. But, anyway, there's. I like to look at him as, well, we'll give it a shot and see what happens after he gets reelected. Just by chance that he may say, look here, well, I am going to do what I said I was going to do in the first place. You know, maybe just a mandate.
Well,
I don't know.
It would be nice if it was going to happen, but I'm not holding my breath. For one thing, I can't hold my breath for an entire year anyway. I think Trump just wanted to be president so he could say he was president. And there are times when it doesn't seem like he takes the job all that seriously.
That's true. Yeah, he takes the Pentagon commanders and things like that very unseriously. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Yes. Okay, David, I'm going to let you go because we're actually starting to run out of show and we've got callers on the line I want to get to. So we're going to switch over to John in South Florida. Aloha, John. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Mike, I was thinking about something that Tom was saying from South Florida about Adam Schiff.
Yes.
That he looks demonic. You know, I was looking at him and I was thinking that I think he looks like Count Dracula. He wouldn't even need makeup if he made a movie. And his sidekick, Jerry Nadler, looks like Igor. And that's the way I seen him.
Yeah, could very well be.
I mean, I know it's kind of, you know, funny to say something like that, but to me, that's the way they look. He does look demonic.
Well, as we come up on Halloween again this year, which, of course, precedes the actual election, it might be fun to, you know, do some more graphics about, you know, the monsters we have in our Congress.
Yes. All right, Mike, that's all I have to say. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
All right, well, thank you very much, and we're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Aloha. Hope you're feeling well.
I'm getting better every day.
Yeah, you're sounding nice and strong, just like the good old days. I was wondering that with, you know, the research you've done, all the trouble it caused you and everything, did you ever think of writing a book or, you know, with your notes and everything, an investigation that you did yourself on not only, you know, Vince Foster, but what it did to you and Clara, how being a real whistleblower, how it affected you guys and what you guys actually found and how it led to, you know, you getting kind of dismissed in Hollywood and everything like that with the career that you, you know, had loved and enjoyed and occupied for years.
Well, as a matter of fact, one of the things I want to do now that we're in Indiana is I do want to spend more time writing. And the reason I haven't gotten a lot of writing done up until now is when we were still in Oahu, of course, I was driving Claire everywhere she had to go, and I was the roadie on her choirs, and it just took up a huge amount of time. But Claire is now able to drive a car again, and she's really enjoying that. And one of the deals, yeah, well, that's the cataract surgery just fixed her up, and she just got her Indiana driver's license, and she absolutely hates the photo that's on it. But one of the agreements that we had here is that you know, she was going to work on her original music, and I'm going to start doing some writing, which is going to start right after I'm out of this physical therapy clinic. Which is probably going to be sometime next week is the noise I'm hearing. Is it going to kick me out middle of the week?
Great.
And I've got three books in progress.
I have no doubt you would put together a fantastic book, and at least your fans could pick it up. And I'd be interested to know what was going on in your mind and what you did and what you your perspective on what they saw you as doing that led them to this mischief in your life. So I'm looking forward, and I just thought I'd run that.
Yeah, that's one of three book projects that I'm planning. It is, first of all, this sort of look back over the last 25 years at truth behind the news and how it affected the world and how it affected, to a lesser extent, my life. Then there's still the blueprint for the New America, which I'm still working on every chance I get. And finally, I'm working on a fiction novel, sort of techno fiction called Wire, and I'm not going to give away any secrets about that one.
Well, keep us up to date on any of your work so we can follow. And thanks a bunch, Michael. Have a great day, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you very much for the call, and thank you very much for the kind words. And yeah, I have been thinking about just taking all of the stuff that I've written for the What Really Happened website, putting it into book form, putting it out on, I don't know, Amazon or something like that. I'm not going to get rich selling this stuff, but at least it'll get my name on the dust cover and feed my vanity and my ego. Okay, let's see now. We're coming up here. Got about a minute to go before the next commercial break here. And again, Indiana is proving to be very, very interesting. By the way, the phone lines are still open right now. I like the people here. I really, really do. And I'm sort of going through the same kind of shock I went through when we left Los Angeles to go hide out in Washington State back when we were getting some serious death threats. And it was just such a shock to go from, you know, the city folk, the grasping, you know, hassle or hustle, fruits, nuts, and flakes thing, back to farming type folk. And we're going through that again. So I'm enjoying the people. I haven't had a chance to enjoy Indiana because I've been stuck inside all this time, but that's going to change very, very quickly. Okay, there's our music. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And you really ought to take a look at that RBN online store. There's a lot of fascinating stuff in there, especially for those of you who are thinking about prepping. And as a matter of fact, we got an email from a listener who bought some of the storable food and really had very nice things to say about it. So that's definitely worth a look. Okay, we've got one more caller waiting on the line, Mabel in Texas. Aloha, Mabel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I just wanted to say I'm so glad that you're back. You're like an old friend that wasn't there for a while. So best to you and Claire. Anyway, this is just a
easy on the phrase old. Easy on the old part.
Well, I'm older than you. I'm 72, so and I'm still kicking.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I know you mentioned a couple of movies, but with this coronavirus, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Inferno. It was by Dan Brown. It was a book. He's the Da Vinci Code guy. And we saw it in the movies about 3 months ago. And it's actually about a billionaire who believes the world has too many people. And he decides to come with a black plague weapon that he's going to release at a huge concert. And from what I understand, that Dan Brown used the character of Zobrist as Bill Gates for thinking the world has too many people and we got to get rid of them. But I just wanted to put that out there because it's a good suspicious movie. You know, suspenseful movie. It's just great if you want to see it. So I just wanted to put that out there.
I did see it, and you know, there's Contagion, there's Outbreak, there's Inferno, but I think one of the best, shall we say, studies of this kind of a theme really comes from Tom Clancy's last book that he did on his own without a ghostwriter, and that was Rainbow Six, and it's about a group of super elitist, ultra rich people who decide they're going to take this hybridized Ebola, and as a matter of fact, they use an Olympic event, the closing ceremonies at the Olympics. They put this pathogen into the water spray cooling system, you know, so that everybody gets infected on their way home. And it's very, very good.
Okay, great.
I
glad you're feeling better, and my best to you, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And I do like Tom Clancy. I got hooked on him with Red Storm Rising, and his books tend to be very good. Then, of course, later on, he started getting involved partnering with ghostwriters, and it kind of went downhill. But Rainbow Six is definitely worth hunting down and finding. And actually, some of his earlier books are getting hard to find, like Red Storm Rising. That's a very good one. And let's see, Debt of Honor is another good one. And The Sum of All Fears. Most of these have been made into movies. And I think there's another one that's about to come out, and I don't know what it's based on. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. And yes. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller, and he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate if you can. Please try and get more people to come on in and sign on to the networks. And anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.